Ursula Le Guin's Earthsea, Part 12, Children of Fire and Earth, based on the novel The Other Wind and the short story Dragonfly. Adapted by Judith Adams.
When Kalesin leaves the scorched rose garden, the people of Havnor find their voices.
Hear the king!
People of Havnor! You've seen a thing unimaginable. A dragon, the eldest, come to the inner isles of Earthsea to speak with us. I ask you now to honor one whose presence honors us, daughter of that dragon. She will tell you their side of the story. Tehanu, come forward. Tell us, if you will, the words of Kalesin in our own language.
Once we were one people in a place where all life was made, speaking one tongue of the making. Centuries passed. Some wished to dwell, gather riches from the earth, from the sea. Others wished for freedom. There was a division. The half who chose to be earthbound took the isles of Earthsea and made new languages. The others went west with their words of the making. And in time flew on the other wind. Humans and dragons came to be separate. This was the choice. There was a boundary understood between us. Until men of the inner islands broke the rules of choice. They stole and used our dragon speech to make magic their own.
To keep the balance!
To escape death. Men fear death. Fear of death destroys the balance. On the other wind, where we go, no human mind or magic can follow. It's where the worlds are made, from light and the language of dragons. When we die, Kalesin says we die as stars do, into dust to make more worlds. But men on Earthsea stole our language to put up a wall of spells around that place of the making. A wall no living body can cross, human or dragon. Your dead souls suffer there and cannot be remade. There no wind blows, no sunlight falls, no water runs, and now this dry land spreads. Soon all living things, all words, all stories will end. My people's patience has already ended. Men's greed puts out the sun, Kalesin says. We will take back our place and our language, destroy those who will stand in our way.
Is there nothing we can do to stop this, Tehanu? To show we want this trouble between us to end.
One thing only. Journey to the heart of Earthsea. Help us take back the space you have taken and restore the choice.
How can we do that?
Kalesin alone has flown high and flown long and flown far over Earthsea and looked down from near the stars and seen its beating heart. It lies beneath Roke Island, under Roke Hill and her trees. Over this heart lies the Shadow Lord King.
So we must go to Roke.
Where all patterns begin and are ending. In that place, we will see ourselves as we truly are, Kalesin says. And we see what we must do.
On the night of the dragon, the weather breaks. There's no sleep to be had in the palace. The king asks us, one by one, if we'll sail to Roke with him. I hesitate, longing to go home.
What can I do if I come?
No one's here by accident, Tanar.
I'd like to go home. Ged's not young anymore. We may be parted from each other soon by death, and his death will condemn him to the dry land where I can't go.
What do you mean?
The princess reminded me that her people, my people, don't go where your people go when they die. That dry land haunting you and the mages and Alder is not where we go, the princess and I. No animals go there either, or dragons. Kargs are reborn.
Forgive me, Tanar.
We die to rejoin the greater world. Grass, trees, animals, stones, the light of being. The princess reminded me of my own nature, answered one of Ged's questions. You should ask her to come with us. She's earned the right to represent her people.
This again? You know she's unfit for such a task. If you come, you can represent the Kargish Empire.
I am not a subject of High King Thol. His daughter should, must represent him and his people. She's intelligent, practical, and courageous. She has been learning your language as you ordered. No one's here by accident, Labanin. You said so. She came, as you came long ago to get, in the hour of greatest need. If you're afraid to put her at risk, ask her to decide. She can speak for herself now. Or do you fear her?
I stand aside as he strides past me, dark as thunder. Then follow.
Oh, Tenar, come! A dragon is in Havno Palace. My women say this. Does it make the storm...
Gone, princess. Tahanu spoke with the dragon and told all of us what we must do. And now the king will speak with you.
The king? Now?
He's outside.
Outside?
My friend, the world is dying. Greed puts out the sun, the dragon says. You need to speak for our people. Will you meet him this time as his equal?
Leave me, all of you. Please, Tanar, you stay.
Very well. But please, princess, speak in Hardik. And face to face. Don't cover yourself.
I will be brave. Like Tahanu and you, dear friend.
I open the door and stand aside. Labanin enters, formal and cool.
Princess, I am come...
In Haritha, I am Feagat. My friend Tanar says, here... King must look at king, face to face. I say yes, I will. Here I am, barefaced. Yes?
Thank you, princess.
This is done well. It please you?
It does.
My name is Sesera.
You honor me twice over, lady.
I do. Yes, greatly I honor you.
My name is Labanin. Do you know what has happened here today?
The Hanu speak with dragon. My friend Tanar.
Our friend Tanar.
We talk about dragon and dryland. About the choice. How you cheat your promise to them. With names and words you steal. How they are angry and burn us all. But Gargs, we keep the choice. Have one name only. Live one way, die that way. To live forever, like you, a trap. It is hard, your speech.
Princess Sesarak, the Patener of Rok, a great warrior and mage, is Karg like you. You can speak freely with him about this, if you come with us.
To Rok?
The princess of the Kargad lands should represent her people in this time of great need and danger. I'm here to ask if you will join us.
On ship?
Yes.
Oh... I will to come. My friend Tanar also with me. For my people. And speak with the Patnar.
Thank you, my lady.
I thank you to listen, Lord King Labanin. I bow and wish all your children shall be dragons and children of dragons.
He stands transfixed. Then he bows.
Princess.
And leaves in a daze. Poor boy. Struck by lightning at last. Next day, we set sail. The sea isn't kind to us, though the wind runs true.
Poor Alder. Round the world and back again.
Well, it seems to be my fate to wander, my lord, for as long as I live.
Left your cat behind, eh?
She has her kingdom in the palace gardens now, Master Tesla.
How do you keep the dead away without her?
There's plenty around to give me a nudge or a kick if I make trouble. I can sleep in the grove when we get there. Until then, I can bear it. And I'm not the only one on board seeing the dry land.
No. I'm there every night. And I hear others on board moaning and crying out. It's close to us all now. How much longer?
Women aren't bothered.
What are they doing, Tesla?
Gambling with ivory sticks. Betting islands. The princess won Arcandillion when I looked in an hour since. Tomorrow, If this wind keeps up, we raise Roke. Ashore for lunch, if they let us in.
We did raise Roke next day, with three women and a haunted man on board, all asking for a dragon council with the majors. They don't raise the Roke wind against us. They take our wind away. Dragonfly stands off from the quay like a glass ship on a glass ocean. The town and the majors from Roke House come out to stare. We line the rail, staring back. All still, all silent like a painting. I look at Tesla, who shrugs in disbelief, then nods back. So I speak to the sails and wind, my first spell that I know of. And one spell breaks the other.
Take in the sails there, neatly. Throw the lines. Make fast.
On the quay, the tallest mage, Thorian, raises his staff, but the doorkeeper puts a hand on his arm, so he steps forward and speaks.
Welcome back, Prince Lebanon. Before your company descends, may we speak together on matters of great urgency.
Wait here, friends. Forgive me.
I thank you, summoner, and descend as you request.
Master Tesla.
Lower the gangplank. Make fast for the king.
Prince! Prince Lebanon, this man thinks he can summon his king? Cockroach! He should crawl up that plank to us, on his knees.
Perhaps they've decided Lebanon can't be the true ruler unless an archmage crowns him.
Roke only ruled all these years in absence of a king.
The songs all say Lebanon fulfilled the prophecy. He crossed the wall, entered the dry land living, and returned alive.
So did the man he speaks to now, Older. So he says. Perhaps Thorian always felt he had a claim once Ged refused.
And now's the time to play his hand, eh? Hard for the housekeeper to give up the keys when the owner comes home. King's coming back. Not looking happy.
I may enter the great house as Prince of the Enlades and have not. And Tesla, perhaps, as my attendant. Alder.
I know. I can't bring the dead of my dry land through their doorway.
Is that the doorway Ged spoke of? Carved from a dragon's tooth? I won't pass through it either.
It seems Thorian wishes you most of all to leave, Tehanu. He says if it's true you're the daughter of a dragon, you can use your witchery to meddle with the sacred magic of Roke.
Is Roke so fragile after all? My lord, I don't want to go in the accursed sorcerer's house if he begs naked on his knees.
What does he say of any woman entering that house, Lebanon?
I'm ashamed of all this, my friends, beyond words.
Not you. Shame is his. Please, my lord king, let me go to the trees and speak, as you said, with my countryman.
I'd like to go there too, my lord. I found rest in the grove before.
Tanar?
The princess and I may find more kindness with the Patanar.
Master summoner! Seems my people have been cooped up in the ship's cabins too long. They wish for grass under their feet and trees over their heads. If we all beg the Patanar to be our host and he agrees, you'll forgive us if we decline your hospitality and rest from our journey in the grove. We invite you. Bring the masters to us tomorrow morning to parley on our world's well-being.
And so here you are.
Your pattern, it seems, is about to break, Lord Patanar.
The pattern isn't glass to break. I hope through us it's changing forever. Ah, here come the other instruments of change. Lord King, friends, I hope you've all slept well.
It's a joy to be here again, Asver.
The mages and students of Roke assemble in the great house already. Soon they'll be here, and our ending will begin.
You're still a warrior, my lord, and not a priest at all.
Why do you say that, princess?
A priest has no friends. You have friends. The evil man in his house who is coming, he is the priest. He has no friends, only rabble.
Thorian was, perhaps is, the best of us. A brave heart. A noble mind. Ged loved him. We all did. When Ged chose the young king to be as his companion instead of Thorian, it bruised his heart. His sending, wounded, crossed the wall against all nature. I cannot forget how there was a kind of horror when he returned to us.
What happened exactly?
His body had been cold as ice many weeks. Only his heart beating. No breath. In the end, we carried him from the house to lay him ready by his grave. And he sat up.
He came back from death?
Not as Geddon the King returned to us, passing through the dry land living. He came back across the wall by his will and art, rogue magic. And that's when the troubles began, it seemed to me.
What will Thorian do?
What he believes is right. As you fulfilled a prophecy returning from death, so did he. But with his powers intact, as Ged's were not. He will call again on the mages to name him Archmage. Then he will crown the king a second time. Himself.
Avert the curse.
Rook will rule Earthsea if this happens.
There should not be another Archmage. The dragons will destroy Rook first.
They can try.
See? A warrior.
Friends, this will be a war that can have no victory for anyone.
You are our king. Ged knelt at your feet in this very place.
And gave me my kingdom to hold without him, Tanar, if I can. I thought it would be on a battlefield, but it's here, on sacred land, protected by centuries of magic.
Stolen magic. This is the center where all powers meet. Ged says this, so does Khaleesin.
And as patterner and warrior, so do I.
Here's my army, then. A Kargish wizard and princess.
And priestess turned farm wife.
A dragon woman.
And a village mender whose heart broke long ago.
What better company could a man wish for?
Look. Here's Thorian's army.
Let's meet on Rock Hill, my friends. Tejano, Alder, walk with me.
The hill is where Ged raised the darkness before he had the knowledge to undo what he had done. For years he battled against it with all his powers. And so have I. Perhaps we failed.
Not failure. Only in darkness the light, Ged says. Alder will know what we have to do when the moment comes.
If I do know what to do, how can we stop Thorian's magic from stopping us, Tehanu?
By opening the door to the wind. It's not a thing you do, you let it do. On Rogue Hill, things are as they are, not as they seem to be. That is the deepest magic of all. From the roots.
Greetings, Prince Labannon. Patiner.
You may speak, Thorian.
That woman beside you defiles the earth of Rogue. She must leave. A boat is waiting for her at the dock, and the wind, I can tell you, will stand fair for Gond. With her must go all the Kargish women. They have no place here.
Is this what you have to say to me, with our world dying around us?
That the dreams of ordinary men like Alder predict dire changes, we accept. We dream of the dry land as well. That the boundary between death and life has been transgressed, we confirm. But if this rift is to be healed, only a master of the art of magic can restore it, as once Archmage Sparrowhawk restored it. This time, a new Archmage must be chosen. We can't wait any longer for the last one to die. We need one in his full power to anoint and crown the king as he should have done 12 years ago.
Master Summoner, these are serious matters. King Labannon has ruled wisely for that time. And is this a thing to argue when the balance is at stake?
It is why the balance is at stake, doorkeeper. Havnok cannot hold the world steady on his own. When power is restored to Rogue, the balance will return. Dragons will be driven west. The dead return to the dry land.
All the dead? Your words are reassuring, Master Summoner, and persuasive. Yet as doorkeeper, I spend my life on a threshold, one between worlds, and I think, my masters, the time has come to listen to other voices, to those we didn't let enter our house yesterday or any other day.
You'd let a dragon girl into the great house, doorkeeper?
If she asks, yes. Why not?
Women have no place on the councils of men. They unpick reason and logic. They bring confusion. They cause harm.
You speak of harm, Thorian.
Hear that voice, masters. Darkness possesses her. Learn your place, woman. What are you? an abomination.
I don't know what I am. Do you know yourself? It's why I'm here. Let's both see what we are. I wish to learn, don't you? You're a master of the art of magic, you say, so how can any woman harm you? Come up the hill with me, Thorian. Neither of us know yet what we might truly be. Take my hand. Don't be afraid.
Afraid?
Thorian, old friend...
Stand aside, doorkeeper. I have no fear, no doubts.
Yet he takes my hand like a child, and together we climb. The air darkens. Voices murmur, not our own. On the hilltop, Thorian, shrunken now and with great effort, lifts his staff to point it at me.
Tehanu, by the language of the making and your name, I summon you and bind you to obey me, woman.
For an instant, I'm half held in a dark, choking grip. Then I open my mouth and fire cleaves upwards from my tongue, splitting the darkness.
I am not only woman.
I have wings. I have scales. I have power beyond imagining, but I don't strike or fly away. Then I stand as a woman again, alone. The man has gone. There's only a huddle of clothes, dry bones, grey dust. Place my hand on the mound. A tear falls from my human eye, the first and the last it will shed.
This is better, Thorian.
Tehanu!
He was already in his grave 12 years. Now he can truly go free from the dry land. When you set the others free.
The air's dark as I walk to Alder and take his hand. It's hard to tell who's around us anymore. Many, many souls of the dead and living.
Now the balance changes. Can you see the wall?
I can.
Is Lily there?
I can't see her yet. Listen to them. It's not life they yearn for, Tehanu. It's death. To be one with the earth again. To rejoin it. Earth, Mother and Maker, let me find her. Let us come home to you whole and mended.
What must we do, Alder?
Make Earthsea whole again. Break the wall.
Can the dead help?
No. Will you help me, sister?
I will, my dear. Brother.
Pull, then. Pull the stones away. Pull them loose. Come on.
Asver has brought Lebanon with him to help. And the other men of Roke have left their bodies lying in the grass too and come in spirit. Already stones roll and the ground shudders like an animal waking. The dead begin to step across. Like sparks, fireflies, they rise up flickering. Alder watches hungry, with all his good heart, until...
Lily? Oh, my love.
He rushes forward, takes a shadow woman's hand, and like the other dead, flies up with her. An instant of shining breath breathing out. Above us, fire breaks from the mountains of pain and sears the darkness into corridors of light and colours. A few of the dead, here and there, raise wings, as I do at last, flickering into dragons, mounting on the other wind. Far below, I see my mother for the last time, crouched among the trees, holding Alder's body in her arms. For an instant, she looks up and sees me, raises her hand, smiles, crying.
The men, Thanar, are they dead? They look dead. Oh, my king!
Their spirits have gone to destroy the wall.
Will they come back?
Warm the king's body with your own, princess, until its owner returns.
He's breathing.
Alder isn't. He's cold. Gone.
Where's Tehanu?
Gone. Body and soul. They're both gone. saw her, Ged, rising up into the sun and wind. She left nothing behind. When Asver returned, he sat weeping.
Trust a warrior to fall in love with a dragon. What happened next?
The doorkeeper said, "Now I can open the doors of the house to all who ask to enter."
Something that should have happened long ago. They should never have been shut. Walls should never be built.
Alder found his lily.
They'd never been parted. And Labanon found his kingdom and his queen.
Oh, she's a beauty, Ged. What a pair of lions they make. He's met his match. When we were in the grove, I kept thinking I saw you at the end of one or other of the long paths, smiling at me. How could that be?
The world is vast and strange, Tanar. But no vaster and no stranger than our minds are. Think of that. And when heart and mind hold hands...
We were never really parted either, were we?
I broke your favourite pot.
No, not the green one.
Alder mended it.
Oh, Alder. Such a gentle boy. He broke the wall to mend the world. And now the dragons have left us for good. Our dragon too.
See that line of fire on the edge of the Western Sea? Mm. If she comes, she'll come from there. And if she doesn't, she is there.
I know. Tell me. Tell me what you did while I was gone.
Oh, kept the house.
Did you walk in the forest?
Not yet.
In part 12 of Earthsea, based on the novel The Other Wind by Ursula Le Guin, Tehanu is played by Laura Elphinstone. Tanar is Nina Wadia. Asva, Narinda Samra. And Labanon is Stephen Robertson. Alder is played by Tom Vanson. Cesarek, Sabrina Sandu. Thorion, Sam Dale. The Doorkeeper, Stephen Hogan. Tesla, Sean Murray. And Ged by Robert Glenister. Original music is composed by John Nichols. Earthsea is adapted by Judith Adams. And the director is Sasha Yevtushenko.